Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania football coach Ray Priori as his squad gets ready to head up to New York City, an Ivy League game with Columbia. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Last time out, final non-league game against a good Sacred Heart team. You were able to get out early and make plays throughout the game. Had a lot of kids step up. Finally got a couple turnovers. Had to be happy overall with what you got out of the group.
Absolutely. I think we went into the game having certain goals. And the first goal was to get out fast and early, and we scored 21 points in the first quarter, which was really, really good. And with that, we had to get some turnovers during the course of the game. We were able to get a big interception on their second drive, bring it down to the three-yard line, giving another scoring opportunity for the offense. That's when you're playing really good football if you complement each other.
We've talked a lot, and rightfully so, about Ryan Cragen. On Saturday, it was R.J. Starkey who stepped up, 8 for over 100, a touchdown, some tough contested catches. And what you're seeing emerge here is a couple of young wide receivers that complement each other well and complement the offense well.
Yeah, it was great to get Ryan back. Obviously, through his first two games for us this season, he was excelling in everything we were doing. Missed a Dartmouth game to get him back. That was really great to see. He had a couple big catches on the day. But with that, we've developed another young gentleman, R.J. Starkey, who had a big game of 8 catches, over 100 yards in receivings and a touchdown. It's really great to see those guys step up in those opportunities when they're given.
Nick Robinson continues to play efficient football. Has he given you everything that you could hope for to this point of the season?
Yeah, he's playing, he's operating the offense at high efficiency, and he's making smart decisions with the football, containing it when he's getting in rush situations. He's pulling the ball down, getting scrambled yards, just throwing the ball when he has to do. So really like what Nick has done to this point and looking for him to grow as we move on.
We've talked about the defense that had played well, but the one thing that was missing was a couple turnovers. You got those in a couple of key spots. And a lot of times turnovers, I don't want to say it's luck, but all of a sudden you get a couple and everybody kind of starts breathing easier and it starts coming a little easier.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's always pressure on winning the turnover margin during the course of any contest. And we had not done any in the first three games. I mean, so it was really good to see our guys stay focused, make the plays when they couldn't make them. And we obviously see the great impact with it.
Columbia, what do you see on film?
A team that's had many of opportunities. In my opinion, they should be 2-2 or 3-1 at this point in time. They're playing really, really good defense, keep you in check. They will do not want you to run the football, and they've been very stingy that way. On offense, they have some explosive receivers. So, once again, we'll have to go up and play well against another good opponent.
And it's all Ivy from here on out. What's the message to the team?
One game at a time. Focus on today, focus on tomorrow, then we'll get everything ready for Saturday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.